Welcome to episode 256 of Teidoriawa Bookmakers. Our bookbinder of the week is Dennis Yun, Yuen, and you can be found at DennisYun.com. He is a bookbinder, artist, filmmaker, and photographer. He has a degree in film out of Hong Kong and an MFA out of Parsons School of Design. And he has some incredible books at his website, including what he calls sculptural books, which are books that look more like sculptures than they are actual books. And he has storybooks and duotone, which is black and white books that come in pairs. For example, one might have a white cover and one might have a black cover, but the threads might be opposite. So check those out at DennisYun.com, D-E-N-N-I-S, Yun, Y-U-E-N. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Dennis Yun, our bookbinder of the week. Meanwhile, I'm sitting in my office trying to make an odd size notebook. It's not a notebook, it's a schedule book, and the client wants it to fit in a suit pocket. So I have spent the last week experimenting, trying to get different things set up, trying to print a schedule, and I finally ended up with one that's 85 millimeters wide and 155 millimeters long, tall. And for those of you living in the U.S., it's different size in inches. But I'm not going to worry about that right now because I might make it a little bit narrower, because with the 85, I forgot that I might have a little overhang for the cover. Just a little bit, maybe 1 or 2 millimeters. So instead of having an 85, it might be 83 or less. And that's basically what I've been doing in bookbinding in the last week, is making this mock-up. I have all the dates, I have all the information I need, I just need to make it the right size. And what I tried to do, is make a book that I could print out. This is an odd size, and a wonderful printer that I have doesn't take odd sizes, it takes the size that they've determined, like B5 or A4 or A6. I'm printing it out in the middle of an A4 size piece of paper. No, not A4, B5. Middle of a B5 piece of paper and then cutting the edges off. Not the best solution because I end up with a lot of scrap paper, but it's only going to be about 50 pages, 100 pages total, but 50 pages printed. So it's not going to be that bad, and I hope to finish it soon because they want it soon. So I've got the mock-up, I've made the prototype, now all I have to do is print it out and sew it up. They also decided what color they need for the cover, dark blue. There we go, dark blue notebook, 85 millimeters wide, including the cover. That's what I've been doing in bookbinding, and have I been doing anything in fiction? Let's find out. No. Okay. No, I have written a little bit on Molly Bright. I have written a little bit on growing slurry. But what I'm trying to finish now, before April, I'm trying to finish a textbook, a medical textbook. And that requires thinking. Not my strong suit. It also requires research. And it requires working again and again on the same problem to make it better. That's going to take up a lot of time. So I'm going to attempt to finish my medical textbook first. This is not a medical textbook for doctors to learn how to become doctors. It's a medical textbook for English, so doctors learn how to say things in English to patients or other doctors, or reading articles in English. I'm not a medical expert that I can write a textbook about medicine. It's about how doctors should talk to patients and how they should understand what they're reading. In any case, that's what I've been doing this week, and I'm going to finish the textbook. I'm going to finish the diary for 2021, and I hope to finish the textbook soon. Then I can get back to the other stuff I want to do. In any case, thanks for dropping by. Nice to see you. Hope to see you again soon.